Okay. We are on the bottom of Tzadik Amud Beis by the new Perek, Perek HaMatznia. Perek HaMatznia, today and tomorrow certainly, it's more about Hotzah, and let's get started. So the Mishnah starts off, HaMatznia L'Zera, if somebody stores away one seed for planting, or Uludogma, or as a model to show it off to people, or Ulurafua, or Furrafua, V'Hotzi B'Shavis, and then he carries out the one seed that he has stored away, and he carries it out on Shabbos. Chayev, he's chayev b'chol shehu. He's chayev to any amount. Why is he chayev to any amount? Because, as Rashi says, deha achshavei. Because he has given this one seed chashivas. Normally, carrying out seeds, as Rashi points out, it's either five, or if it's kishum, it's two, if it's pulam, it's three, it's two. But here, he has given it specific chashivas. And therefore, he's chayef. V'chol Adam, but everybody else, ain't chayef alav, elo kishiuro. Everybody else is only chayef if they carry out the shir. Because they were not machshavit, they did not give it specific value, so they're only chayef for the shir, which is either less than a grogris, like we said, or five, or whatever it is. Chazar v'chniso, if this fellow who had carried out one seed brings it back in, ain't a chayev ela kishiuro. He's only chayev then for the shear. Why? Because by bringing it back in, he has been mevatel his chashivas for this one seed. By treating it in a way where he shows he's no longer machshavit, then he becomes like everybody else, and the shear is whatever the shear is, less than a grogers. So why do we say this only specifically by matznia and not by anything else? What if a guy, I'm interested in eating less than a grogris of food, right? We said the shear for carrying out a grogris is, a shear for carrying out food is a grogris. And what if a fellow says, I'm interested in less. I'm makshiv less. I'm very small, and I eat less. So would we say the same thing? I will see in a few minutes about that. So the Gemara asked. What? Right, we're going to get to that in a minute. Lamalei l'misni hamatznia. Why does the Mishnah have to start off by saying, Hamatznia. If you first store it away, listen. Let it just say Hamotzi Zera Lzera Uludug Molurfuah Chayev B'Chol Shehu. Why does the Mishnah have to give this unnecessary introduction here? If someone stored it away first and then he carried it out, the Mishnah could just say if somebody carries out a shear that he has been machshiv, he's chayev. What do I need the matznia for? So the Gemara answers, Amrabaya Hachal Mayaskin on his, what we're talking about, Kigon, for example, Shetznio, he had stored it away, but Vishachach Lama Hitznio. And then he forgot why he stored it away. He forgot that he had stored it away, or he forgot why he stored it away. He forgot. Now, Vahashta Kamapikle Stama. And now he's carrying out this one seed stama. So Mahotatema, I would think, Bitule Batala Machshavaso, his original machshava of storing it away has been bottled because he doesn't remember it. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kol ha'osa aldas rishona hu osa. Whatever action he does, it's all based on that first action of storing it away first. And Rashi points out, enachanami. Of course, if he had carried, of course, you don't need the storing stage. You don't need that. It's true. If he carries that one seed with a machshava, even if he didn't store it away first, he's going to be chayev for one seed because he was machshavit. The chiddush is, he stored it away last week, and he forgot he stored it away, he carried it out, but since at one point he had been machshiv and he stored it away to show he holds his chashivas, therefore, even if he forgot on Shabbos, he's still chayev for the one seed. Fine.
So, why
is he carrying out for some purpose? He's carrying out, l'zera, l'dugma, l'refuah. But he forgot that, right, so either he forgot that he had stored it away, or he forgot why he stored it away. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mechayev HaRav Meir Af Motzi Chita Achas Lezvia. Rav Meir Chiddush over here. Rav Meir would be Mechayev somebody for carrying out one seed. So the Gemara says Pshita Kol Shu Tanan. Our Mishnah says Kol Shu was not Pashit. So Mahadutema, I would think Kol Shu. When it says awards Kol Shu, it doesn't really mean Kol Shu. It means Lafuke Migrogres. It comes to exclude the very large shear of a grogres. Ula olam ad ikka kizayis, but really you have to have at least a kizayis. At least you have to have a sheer chashuv that we always have throughout Shas. At least a kizayis. Kamash malon, you don't even have to have that. He can even have one seed. Fine. Maskev la Ritzchak Breid of Yehuda El Meata. But if that's true, Chishav Lahotzi Kol Beso. If someone has in mind to carry out his entire house, I want to carry out everything: the piano, the couch, everything. Hachanami Delo Machayev Adamapik Lakula. So what are you telling me? You're not going to be chayev until you carry out the whole thing, because you will machshiv everything to carry out at one time. So if you carry them out, Rashi says you carry them out piece by piece, and you're certainly carrying out the shear each time, right? Piano's certainly the shear, and a couch is certainly the shear. So if you carry them all out individually, you're not going to be chayev. So the Gemara answers, of course you'd be chayev. Hasam over there, but l'daito etel kol adam. Your das is mavatel regarding everybody else. Everybody else objectively. It regards everything, chairs and beds and clothes. That's all considered chashiv objectively. The fact that you made up a crazy thing that you don't want it to be chayiv unless you carry out all of it at one time, an impossibility, so therefore you wouldn't be chayiv, no. That's bottled to everybody else. So if the shear for carrying food or seeds is five, so why isn't your das bottled for everybody else if you carry out one? Right, so the answer is because one seed still has chashivas. So if one seed has chashivas, you can carry out one seed and be chayev for it, especially if it's full zera or dugma or refua. So you can carry out one seed and be chayev. But if somebody says a silly thing, a crazy thing, that you don't want to be chayev unless you carry out everything, that your das is batal. The only question we have to answer is, so why is carrying out one for matzniah different than food? So the only thing I saw was that the shear for food for a grogris is halacha l'moshe b'sinai. So that you can't touch. That you can't change. You can't make conditions on halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Remember, we had this already. Some shiurim were halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Some were given over the chacham to establish. The carrying out seeds, which is not food, was given over to the chacham to establish. So then there's leeway. Then there's wiggle room. So if a guy's machshiv more than that, he can be chayav for more than that. But food, that's halacha l'moshe b'sinai. So again, whatever you want, whatever cheshmer, I don't eat so much. I eat less all the time. So for me, carrying out less than a grogris is a sheer chashuv. So we say no, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. There's no such room to be machmir, to be makel, make distinctions. Seeds? Okay, so that was not halacha l'moshe b'sinai. That was handed down. The chacham came up with such a shir of chashivas. The chacham came up with a shir of chashivas. So the guy be you can say, but one seed for me is chashiv, and you can be chayiv. Okay. V'chol adam and everybody else. So again, what did we say in the Mishnah? That you will machshiv one seed, so you're going to be chayiv for one, even though it's not really the shir. But v'chol adam, everybody else. Everybody else is only going to be chayiv for the shear they carry out, right? So the Gemara says, "Masnis and Delok of Shimon ben Elazar." Our Mishnah cannot be like the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar. We had this already. The Tanya, because Shimon ben Elazar said we had it already in Ein Vav. Klal Amr of Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar said a rule: Kol she'eno kasha l'hatznia, whatever is not fit to be stored away. Ve'ein matznia kamohu, and nobody stores that item away. In that amount, the hukshar lazeh, and you umachshir, you prepared it for tznio, and you stored it away. Uba achar v'hotzi, and someone else carried out the shear, smaller shear that you were matznia. Mischayev zeh b'machshav atzav shel zeh, the second fellow who carried it out will be chayev for the first fellow's machshava, and that's against our Mishnah. So our Mishnah said only the guy who does that is chayev, nobody else. So Shimon ben Elazar had a shita, and everybody's going to be chayav for that, so that doesn't go like our Mishnah. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Rava asked the question to Rav Nachman. Hotzi krogeres l'achila. If somebody carries out a grogeres, and he plans on eating it. Now, grogeres is a shear for achila. It's certainly a shear for seeds, because it's, right, seed is much smaller. So if you're carrying out a grogeres, you're certainly carrying out the shear for planting. Hotzi grogeres l'achila. You carry out something, food, size of a grogeres, and you plan on eating it. So right now, when you leave your house, you're chayav for carrying, because you carried out the shear. Right? Then, v'nimloch aleho l'zviya. Then you change your mind, and you decide, now you want to plant it. Okay? or inami, or, and then you put it down. Rashi says, and then you put it down. Inami, or, lizria, you have in mind to do zria, and it's a grogeris, it's a very large shear. Vinimloch aleha, and then you change your mind, laachila, and you decide, you know what, I want to eat this. And then you put it down. So what the Gemara says, chayev. You're chayev for carrying. Right? This is not the hard case. This is easy. Chayev. Why? Because he carried out the shear. The Gemara is going to say, pshita. Of course you're chayev for that. Zilhacha ikka shi'ura, v'zilhacha ikka shi'ura. At every stage of the game, no matter what your machshava was, no matter what your kavana was, you were carrying enough to be chayev for both. For eating and for planting. It doesn't do with Mesasek. You're carrying out a full shear of a grogris with the kavana to eat it. And then you change your mind. You know what? I'll use this for seeds. And then you put it down. So you did akira, intending to eat it. Ahanacha, intending to plant it. However, at both stages, you had the requisite shear. At both stages, you had the requisite shear because it's a grogris. We're going to get to cases where that changes. That's going to be the machlokas. Where that changes. But here, at both stages, you had the right shear. You had the grogris throughout.
Do you even call it misasa, even though your intention... I mean, you're doing the same act.
Yeah.
But the way Rav defined misasa, if you decided to do one malacha, I guess it's the same malacha.
Say it's the same malacha. You didn't do it. You're the same malacha. It's not misasa. So what's the chiddush over here? Mahav de tema, I would think, to be eaten akira v'hanacha b'chada machshava, that an akira and the anacha have to be with the same machshava. And here it's not, because here you picked it up intending to eat it, and you put it down intending to plant it. So it's not the same machshava. V'hol leka, here you don't have the same machshava. Kamash malan, it doesn't make a difference. You're still chayiv, because you have the right shear. You had the right shear throughout. No matter what your machshava was, you had enough shear. You had enough of this food. No matter what your machshava was, it doesn't make a difference. Now we're going to get to cases where that changes. Now, boy, Rava asks as follows. Hotzi chatzi grogris was ria. You're carrying out a chatzi grogris and you want to plant it. It's not large enough now to want to eat it. Right? So you right now, when you picked it up and you started carrying it, you were going to be chai for hotza. Because it's big enough, right? The shear for seeds is smaller. That enough shear you had. Then, v'tafcha. Then it swelled up. And now, it's the shear of a grogris. First it was smaller, it swelled up to be the shear of a grogris. Now, v'nimloch aleha l'achila. Now you change your mind, and you decide, now you want to eat it. Okay? So now what's the halacha? Mahu. What's the halacha? Im tim salomar, if you want to say, hasam hu de mechayev, that in the case where you, before, it's the first case we mentioned, where you carried out, where you changed your mind, but at all stages of the game, you had the requisite shear. Hasam hu de mechayev. There you're chayev. Why? The zil hacha ikka shiura, the zil hacha ikka shiura. At all stages, when you changed your mind, you had enough. You had a grogris that throughout, the thing never changed. The only thing that changed was your machshava. That never changed, and therefore you're chayev, hacha, but over here, kivon diba idna da afka. At the time when you took it out, lo havi b'shir achila. You did not have a shir achila. So the akira was not with a shir achila. Therefore, lo mechayev. You should not be chayev. You shouldn't be chayev. Right? That's one half. That's one half of the equation. I took it out to plant it, but then if it swelled up. Now it's a shir for eating. Now I changed my mind. And now I want to eat it. At the time I took it out, I didn't have a shir for eating. So do we say therefore your pater? O Dilma, or maybe, kivon de ilu ishtik, had the guy not said anything, had the guy just kept quiet and not changed his mind, v'lo chashev alei, and not thought about anything, michayev ad de machshava de zriya. He certainly would have been chayev for zriya, because the fact that it got bigger doesn't ruin that. He carried out enough for zriya. The fact that it got bigger, it's still enough for zriya. So had he not said anything, he'd be chayef. Had he not changed his mind, he'd be chayef. So too now, hashtanami michayef. He should also still be chayef. Meaning, even though he changed his mind, we don't factor that into the equation.
Is eating a hanacha?
No, no, he doesn't eat it. He just thinks about eating it. He doesn't eat it. He puts it down. I don't know. If he actually eats it, is that considered hanacha? I don't know. I don't know. But let's say, so that's two sides of the equation. Now, the imtim salomar, and even if you're going to want to be machmer and say that he should be chai for that. The imtim salomar, kivun de iluishtak. Since had he kept quiet, had he not changed his mind. And he wouldn't have thought about eating it now. Michayev ad the machshava de zviya, he be chayev for the machshava of zviya, and therefore he carried out the requisite shear. He'll be chayev for zviya. Hash to nami michayev. So too, since it swelled up, he should also be chayev. So, what about this case? Hotzi ki grogris lachila. He takes out a full shear of a grogris for eating it. Then v'tamka. Then it shrivels. Okay. Then v'nimlach olehel zviya. And then he changes his mind, and now says, I'm going to use it for planting. So, mahu, what's the halacha? Hacha over here, vadai ki ishtik, had he kept quiet, and not said, I want to change my mind and plant it, ademachshava kamaisa lo machayev. He certainly would not have been chayev for hotzah, because at the time he put it down, it wasn't a shear of hotzah. It wasn't a grogros. It was too small. Odilma, or maybe, Bosar hashta azlinan. We go by what is going on right now. Right now, what's going on? Right now, he has in mind to plant, and therefore umichayev, you should be chayev. V'im tim salomar. And if you want to say bosar hashta azlinan, we go by what's going on right now, the second, and therefore you want to tell me he's chayev. You want to be machmir. What if umichayev? What about this case? Hotzi ki grogras lachila. If somebody takes out a grogras and he has in mind to eat it. Vitamka, and then it shriveled. So once it shriveled, you no longer have the shear for hotzah. V'chazra v'tafcha, and then it swelled up again and it became bigger. Okay? So mahu, what's the halacha? Yesh dichur le'inyan Shabbos, o ein dichur le'inyan Shabbos? And the Gemara answer is teku. What does that mean, yesh dichur le'inyan Shabbos? Dichur means that once something is pushed away, and once something becomes unfit, it's no longer fit. So once the shear of this grogris shriveled, he didn't change his mind. Right? So once it shriveled and it's no longer the shear, do we apply the principle of dichoy? It's no longer the shear, that's it, it's over. It can never get the shear back. So even if it swells, it's irrelevant. So do we apply that print? We have it by Tuma, that we have it by other places in Shabbos. So once that principle is applied, once we say that, do we say that by Shabbos? Once it becomes too small for the shear, it can never get the shear back. It's dichoy, it's like pushed away, it's over. Or not, we don't say that. And the Gemara says, take it. So all these questions are a take. Okay. Everyone got it? Okay. Boy mine Rav Meir of Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman a similar question. Zarak kizayis truma lebeis tamei. Mahu. If somebody throws a kizayis of truma into a house that's tamei, what is the halacha regarding this food? Mahu, what's the halacha? So the Gemara asks, Lamai, what do you want to know? Regarding what? So the Gemara says, Ili inyan Shabbos, if you want to tell me that the question is regarding Shabbos, and are you chayev for throwing something from Rosh HaYachid, from Rosh HaRabim in the street, into Rosh HaYachid, into the house, is that your question? So could grogris be inan? We need a grogris. So this is only a kizayis, so it's not enough. So the Gemara asks, Ili inyan tuma, if it's regarding the question of tuma, so the Gemara says, Bebeitza ochlid bo'inan. We need the shear for tuma, for food, is a beitza. So what are you telling me? You threw in other words, Rashi says as follows. Here's a story. Rashi holds that any amount of food can become tame. Any amount of food can become tame. The only thing you need a beitza for is for the food to be chashev enough to be tamei something else. But food itself can become tamei with a mashahu. Tosus argues. Tosus says the whole shear for any food to ever become tamei is a beya. He argues here, he argues in Psachim. But, so here's a story. There's a house with a mace. And there's food there. That food now is tamei. But that food is not large enough for the size of a beya. So it's not going to be able to be tamei other food. Now I'm going to throw in a kizayis. It's going to land on the food. It's going to be large enough. and then it's now going to be able to be time or something else. That's the Gemara's question.
Is the mace still in the house when he throws in the truma?
Yes. Yes, otherwise...
So then we definitely forget about whether it touches the food or
not. No, because if it doesn't touch the food, that food won't be big, according to Rashi.
No, well, the Ohel would make it mace.
Yeah, but it won't. But if the food's not one unit, it won't be time or other food.
No,
I don't know if it comes in half, but just for the capability of being with time and other food. Let's say kudshim could be a revi. So that's what you need. You need one unit of food to be with time and other food. So that unit of food is a share of a bayah. So you have less than that in the house. The only way you're going to combine that now is if you have more. So if they're in two opposite ends of the room, they're not going to combine to be able to be with time and other things. That's one of the reasons why we're talking about a case of throwing, as opposed to just walking in. Because it'll have to land on it, otherwise it'll become tummy first. It'll have its own tumma first. That's why we've been talking about throwing. Right, we're going to get to that in a minute. So that's the question. I have enough. Rashi, by the way, doesn't learn truma. What does it have to be truma for? Rashi doesn't even learn the word truma. Some say it shouldn't even take truma in there. It doesn't have to have truma. It doesn't have to be truma. Also, others say, what does that tell me a kezias for? It's another question. Because I don't need a kezias. I just need any amount to make up the size of a bale. Whatever that is. Could be a kezias, it could be less. It doesn't have to be a kezias. So a guy throws a kezias of food into the house, and the house is tummy. Now when it lands on that food, it'll make the food already there more tummy. According to Tosfos, it'll make it tummy. And according to Rashi, it'll make it more tummy. It'll have the ability to transmit. Either way. So therefore what? So what? So the Gemara says, "Ukugon de'ikah pachas mikabeya ochlin v'ha mashlim olikabeya," and this will give it the shear of a beya. My demitzare v'le'inyan tuma. So just like it now I've thrown in a significant shear to make it tummy regarding Indians of tuma. In other words, I've given a chashivas with a small shear for tuma. So mechayev nami le'inyan Shabbos. So too, I should be chayev regarding Shabbos. Because with a smaller shear, I've accomplished a lot. Right? So too it should be for Shabbos. That's his question. O Dilma, or do we say no? Call it Indian Shabbos, whenever it comes to Shabbos, could grogris be eaten? We need a grogris. There's no leeway. That's the question.
But your akira was with something that was not significant. It all became significant after you made the hanok.
When? By the case of the truma.
Yeah.
We're gonna say a similar answer. We'll say the same answer to that. Amalei, so he answers back, Tini Suha. We already have an answer for this question. This is not such a difficult one. We have an answer. We have a Tana who answered it. Abishol Omer. Abishol says as follows. Shtei HaLechem, the Lechem Aponim, the Shtei HaLechem which they brought on Shavuos, and the Lechem Aponim which they brought every Shabbos. Shi'uran ki grogris. The shear for carrying that is a grogris. So if I carry out Shtei HaLechem the size of a grogris, I'm going to be chayav for carrying. That's what Abishol said. So the Gemara says, "Vamai, why are you chayav for carrying out such a large shear? Lema midle'inyan yotze b'kezayis, that there's a special aveira. You are not allowed to take kudshim out. If you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to take it outside of the azara. It's called yotze. You're not allowed to remove it outside. The shtei alechem lechem apanim, they're only eaten by the kahan. They're only eaten in the azara. You can't remove it. How much are you not allowed to remove? A kezayis." You're not allowed to remove a kezias. So why do you have to tell me that the shear for carrying out Shtei Alechem on Shabbos is a grogeris, but for carrying it out for purposes of carrying out kudshim, the shear is only a kezias? Right? So the Gemara says that just like it's just like you would be chayav for yotzei, for carrying out from the grounds, nothing to do with Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry out a kezias. So too, the Indian Shabbos not even a kezias. Regarding Shabbos, the shear could also be a kezias. Since they don't say that, you have a riot to you that we don't change Shabbos's shear based on other factors. We don't change the shear for Shabbos for grogeris based on the fact that by Shtei Alechem it's a smaller shear. We don't say that. If you carry out Shtei Alechem regarding carrying out Kudshim, it's a Kezias. But for Shabbos, it's a Grogris. We don't say that the Shabbos becomes lower because the shear for carrying out Shtei Alechem is Chashuv. We don't say that. So too, we wouldn't say the same thing by Tumah. We don't say, well, because you threw a kazayit in regarding Tumah, we should say we should lower the shear for Shabbos. We don't say that. We don't say it by Shtei Alechem. We shouldn't say it here. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Hashto, you can't compare the cases. Hasam over there, by the case of Shtei Alechem, Midaafke Chutz L'chomas Hazara, when you carry out this Kodshim, this Shtei Alechem, outside the Azara, you're still in a Rishus HaYachid. Because you're still on the grounds of the Harabayas. You didn't go anywhere. If so, le biyotze. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to carry it out. You can't carry out, the Rashi says, to the Ezras Nashim, or to the Chel, these other areas, but you're all in a walled area. So you're all in a legal Rishus HaYachid. A Shabbos lo mechayev. You're not going to be chayev for Shabbos carrying out the Shtei Alechem. Ad demapek le Rishus HaRavim. Until you go out into the city of Yerushalayim. Once, as long as you're on the temple grounds, you're going to be chayev for Yotze, yes, but you're not going to be chayev for carrying on Shabbos. So the two shiurim are totally different. The whole case is totally different. Hacha, but over here, Shabbos at Tumah, b'hadei adika asin. Shabbos and Tumah arrive at the exact same moment, which is why it has to be a case of throwing. Because the Tumah will only happen to this food when it lands. As long as it's in the air, there's no Tumah, it didn't land yet. So it has to land. It's going to land on the other food. The Tumah will come. Again, regarding Shabbos, there's no Hanacha until it lands. So the Shabbos and the Tumah come at the exact same moment. So don't bring me a riot that the Shir will have to be different because of Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is a totally different case because the two Isurim happen at different times. The Shir for Yotze is when you leave the Azara, and the Shir for Kari is when you leave the Beis HaMikdash. It happens at two different times. So you can't bring me a raya. But over here it happens simultaneously. If it happens simultaneously, maybe the shear of Shabbos should be reduced to fit in with the shear of Tumah. And that question is unresolved.
Why should it matter when these shear take place? The fact that carrying the Shalechem of a certain size is low shear, means that that small shear is significant.
Right. So the question is, do we say that the shear in an unrelated area, a smaller shear in an unrelated area, should have chashivas regarding Shabbos? That's the question. So if it doesn't happen at the same time, the Gemara is assuming, why should that have a bearing on me? Why should that have a bearing on Shabbos? The fact that it happened at a different shear, who cares? The shear for eating kashim is a kezayit. I mean, you can come with anything. But if it happens at the exact same moment, then maybe yes, maybe Shabbos should be bound by the other shear, and that question we don't have an answer for. Fine. Next, so the last part of the Mishnah said, Chaza v'hechnitza, if you take back the small amount that you have set aside, if you take that back, then ein chayav ela b'shiuro. You're only chayav for the shear because you're mevatel your chashivus of the small item. So the Gemara says pshita, isn't that pashut? So Amar Abaye, Abaye hachal ma'eskil. Here's the case. Keep going. For example, shezorku la'otzer, you threw the seed back into the storehouse, but umakomo nikar. It fell in a place, you put it in a place where everyone knows that that's a special place. So Mahu Detema, I would think, Kivon de Makomo Nikar, since it's in a special place, Bemilse Kamai Sakoi, it retains its special chashivas, because you put it back in the storehouse in a special place. Kamash Mulan, no. Medizorke La'otzer, since you threw it back in, even if it's in a special place, Betule Batle, your chashivas for this item has been Mavatel, and therefore, you'll only be chayef now if you carry it out like everybody else. Rashi says, the chiddush is that you don't have to do it bepeh. I'm hereby declaring that I'm no longer interested. No, you don't have to do all that. Just by an act of throwing it back into the storehouse, it loses its chashivas, and then the shear is carrying like everybody else. We didn't have an answer for that. That was a teku. For Yesh Dichol Inyan Shabbos.
Right, but this case,
It's a change and go back. Okay. Next, here's the next Mishnah. Hamotzi Ochlin. If somebody carries out food, but he doesn't fully carry it into Rishus HaRabim. V'nosen al ha'skupa. He leaves it on the stoop. The stoop was an area where the Mishnah is unclear what it is. The Gemara is going to say what it is. It's really a karmelis. It's not Rishus HaYachid, it's not Rishus HaRabim. It's some intermediate area. And you carry out from the house, and you leave it there. Right? it's like a threshold, is the best way to describe it. We're going to see in the Gemara, it has a certain height. It's not flush with the floor. But it has a certain height. It's not a Rishus HaRav, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. So, Bein Shechazer V'Hotzion, whether or not you came then and moved it now to Rishus HaRavim, or Bein Shehotzion Acher, or somebody else came now and took it from the Carmelites into Rishus HaRavim, or into the Rishus HaYachid, Potter. Everybody's going to be Potter. Why? Because the Malacha of carrying was not done at one shot. Why? Because it didn't go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRavim. It went from Rishus HaYachid to an Askupa, and then from there to the Rishus HaRavim. That is not called Hotzah. Okay? That's not called Hotzah. Now, Shehimaleya Peiros, if it was full of Peiros, V'nazna al Askupa HaChitzona, and you put it on the outer Askupa, that is considered a Rishus HaRavim. Okay? So you took it from your house, and you put it on like the last tippy-tippy-tip of your stoop, and it's really in considered Rishus HaRavim. But the entire basket is not in Rishus HaRavim. Some of it's still in your area. Some of it's still in the Askupa, which is still a Carmelis. Afal pi sherov peiros mibachutz, even though rov peiros are outside, potter. It's going to be potter. Why? Ad shiotzi es kol hakupa, until you remove the entire basket. Meaning if 1 centimeter of the basket is still in your rishus, or it's still in the askupa, we don't say rubo kakulo. We don't have such a rule. We don't say rubo kakulo. Until the entire basket is in rishus harabim, it's considered as if it's not fully carried out, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. So before we get to the particulars of that case, the Gemara asks, Hay askupa mai? What's this askupa? Ilem askupa rishus harabim. If the askupa has the din of a rishus harabim, so potter, you're going to be potter if you take it from your house to there. Hakam mapik me rishus yachid to rishus harabim. You carry it from your house into rishus harabim. Can't be a rishus harabim. Ella askupa rishus yachid. So what do you want to tell me? It's a rishus yachid. It's considered a rishus yachid. But the Mishnah said bein shechazer v'hotzion, whether you do it or bein shehotzion acher, or someone else does it, potter. So what do you mean? Hakamapik Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. If the askupa has a din of Rishus HaYachid, then when you move it from there into Rishus HaRabim, or if somebody else takes it from there into Rishus HaRabim, you can move it from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim. So the askupa cannot be Rishus HaYachid. It can't be. Ella, what must it be? Askupa Carmelis. The askupa is a Carmelis. So it's an in-between area. On the level of Doraisa, there is no Isser of carrying from any Rishus to a Carmelis. With Rabbanan, yes. With the Raisa, there is none. So if I carry it from my house into this Carmelis, that's not called carrying. Then I carry from the Carmelis into the street, that's not called carrying. So there's no carrying that's done. V'hakamash malon, the whole reason is, taima dinach b'Carmelis. Because it rested in the Carmelis. Ha lo nach b'Carmelis. If it would not rest in the Carmelis, meaning if I would carry it out in one shot, and I'm just passing through my Carmelis, then Michayev. I'd be chayev for that. The fact that I'm walking through a Carmelis to get to the Rishus HaRavim, that doesn't ruin my carrying. That doesn't ruin my act. That doesn't save, better word. That doesn't save my act of Hotzah. If I'm in my house and I go through the Carmelis into Rishus HaYachid, into Rishus HaRavim, I am chayev for carrying. As we see over here, as we see, Masnitzin de lo ki ben azai. Ben azai argues on that. The Tanya, because we learned, Hamoti bechanos leplatya. If somebody carries out from the store, which is a Rishus HaYachid, into the plaza, which is a Rishus HaRabim, derach stav, by way of benches. They had used to have these benches where they would, or these places where they would load off, take off their loads, and they had the din of a Carmelis. So if you walk from your store out into the plaza through these Carmelis area, chayef, you're chayef. The fact that you walk through a Carmelis is a big deal. He still carried out. He's carried from one rishus to another rishus. It doesn't make a difference if it's derech anything. You're going to be chayev. Uben Azai poter. Ben Azai says you're potter. Why does Ben Azai say you're potter? Because he has a rule that holech ka'omed. Walking is like standing. So every time you walk, it's as if you stopped. So when you're walking through the Carmelis, it's as if you stopped. If you stopped, then it's as if you put it down. It's as if you stopped. So once you start walking again, you're walking from fresh. And if you're walking fresh, then you never did an Akira and Hanacha in one shot.
Is there a
similar. But it's similar. That's only throwing. It's only throwing. Here, you're walking. So according to Ben Azai, how could you ever be chayav for carrying on Shabbos? You never walk Dalai Lamas. Because every time you walk, it's considered like a stop. That could be, yes. If you take off one rishus to another rishus, what about dalat amos to rishus rabim? Throw it. It's all one other case, if you're walking. It's one case where you could be chayiv. The Gemara either says it or the Achronim say it. Is if you jump. So you jump four amos in one shot. It's the only way you could be chayiv. Because he holds, walking is like stopping. It's a unique shita. So the only way you could be chayiv for walking out in the street is if you jump. Okay. Right, that's what he just said. Klutah can be short. Right, the throwing it is like each second is as if it stopped. Right. Similar idea, but here you're walking. Right, exactly. Okay, Kupa Shehimalaya. If the basket was full of fruit, what did we say? The only time you're chayiv is if the fruit is completely in Rishut HaRabim. Amar Cheskiya, Lo Shanu El B'Kupa Malaya Kishun Duluin. That's only true if the food in there was like melons and peppers, very long fruit. So the fruit itself is also in Rishut HaYachid. At the time, it's in that in-between area. Aval Malaya Chardal, but if it's full of mustard seeds, Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv for those seeds that are in Rishus HaRabim. Because they're fully in Rishus HaRabim. Right? The basket's not. The basket's in both. But the seeds are totally in the street. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar, he holds. Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged. The fact that these seeds are contained in a vessel, that doesn't count. We don't view them as the vessel, we view them individually. Because he holds that seeds are going to be chayiv. Yeah, long cucumbers are not going to be chayiv, because the cucumbers are still in Rishus HaYachid. But seeds, they're fully in Rishus HaRabim. So we don't hold over that principle of Eged Kli, Shmei Eged. He holds Eged Kli, Lo Shmei Eged. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Afilu Malei Chardal Potter. Even if they're full of seeds, and those seeds, each seed itself, is certainly in Rishus HaRabim, he's still going to be Potter. Why? Alma kasaver, he holds eged kli shmei eged, right? He holds that if they're contained in the kli, it's as if they're contained. So it's like one unit. One unit. The unit's not in Rishus HaRabim yet. Some of it's still in Rishus HaYachid. Okay, that's the machlokas. So Amar of Zera. So Rav Zera says masnisan delo kichizkiya daika or delo Rabbi Yochanan daika. Our Mishnah doesn't really go like anybody. Why? Kichizkiya lo daika, it doesn't go like Chizkiya, diktoni, because the Mishnah said, the last line of the Mishnah said, ad sheyotzi es kol hakupa. The only way you're going to be chayiv is if you carry out the entire basket. That's mashma, that implies, taima why, the kol hakupa, because you got to carry out the entire basket. Ha, kol peiros, putter. But what about if you carry out the entire pre, meaning it's a seed? Our Mishnah implies you would be putter for that as well. Chizkiya says you're chayiv for that. Alma, our Mishnah holds, our Mishnah implies, kasavar, eged kli shmei eged. Because the Mishnah focuses on the basket. So you see that the only way you're going to be chayiv is if you carry out the whole basket, even if it's tiny seeds. And Kirb Yochanan lo daika, it doesn't really go like Rabbi Yochanan either, diktoni, because it says in the Mishnah, in the second to last line, af al pisha rov peros bachot, even though most of the peros are outside. Taima, the whole reason is the rov peiros, because it's rov peiros, ha kol peiros. But if it would be all the peiros, meaning if it would be seeds, afal gav the agida, even though afal gav the agida kupa megavoy, even though they're all contained in this basket, chayev, you'd be chayev, which seems to imply amo kasaver eged kli lo shmei eged. So it doesn't go like anybody. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, the Elikasha, the whole mission doesn't make any sense. Right? If the whole mission is internally inconsistent, forget them. The mission itself has problems. So the Gemara says, Chizkiya retires to Taimei, Rabbi Yochanan retires to Taimei. Chizkiya retires to Taimei, Chizkiya will say as follows. When it says in the Mishnah, the last line, Achiotzias Kohakupa, now you have to stick in these words. When are you chayav for carrying it? That's only for kupa b'leg yishun u'duluin. Yeah, you have to bring out the whole kupa if it's long vegetables. Avo malaya chardo, but if it's filled with mustard seeds, just small vegetables, nasa kamisha hoti es kol hakupa, it's as if you brought the whole thing out, v'chayav, and you're going to be chayav. So by sticking in these extra words, we've made the Mishnah make sense according to Chizkiya. And Rabbi Yochanan will say he'll have to say according to his own shita that when the Mishnah said afal pi shirov peros bachutz, right? Even though rov peros bachutz, he'll have to stick in the following words: v'lo rov bulvat, v'lo rov peros bulvat. Not only rov peros, el afilu kol peros potter. Even all peros are going to be potter. Ad back to the Mishnah, shiotis kol hakupa, until you take out the entire kupa. Okay, we'll do one more line. Meisvei, we have a question now on Chizkiah. We have a brisa that says hamotzi kupas harochlin. If somebody takes out a box full of spices, v'nosna al haskupa hachitzona, and he puts it on the outer kupa, which we've been saying all along, is considered rishus harabim. So afal pi, one second. Hamotzi kupas harochlin v'nosna al haskupa hachitzona. Afal pi shirov minim bachutz. Even though we're assuming that most of these spices are on the outside, potter, you're still potter, achiyotzi es hakol hakupa, until you take out the entire box. Kasol kadaita, we're thinking to say that we're talking about bitzrori, that these spices are little bundles. So certainly, you have a certain bundle that's certainly on the outside. So, kasha lechizkia, it's a problem with chizkia. Chizkia said that if you have mustard seeds on the outside, they're going to be chayef. So why aren't you chayef here for carrying at least some of the spices you carried out? So the Gemara answers, Amalach Chizkiah. Chizkiah will tell you, Hachamayat Skidon, what we're talking about over here, Ba'or Nasi. We're talking about long, long spices. Very long spices. So they're no different than the cucumbers. Part of the spices are still in Rishus HaYachid. And Chizkiah said, if that's the case, then there's certainly not going to be Chayef for that. Okay, we'll pick up over here. Tomorrow we have Gemara about Kamalev with the Rabbi Mine, do more Hotzah. And we continue on. Today's shiur was learned Leila Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Benyamin HaKohen.